Hello, friends. I'm Dr. Tim Tootin, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. I just wanted to tell you that I'm so glad you're taking time to listen to this sermon. It is my hope it'll lift your spirits and then motivate you to move out of your comfort zone. Stay tuned now for a message from Harvest Christian Ministries. It's already in progress. Amen. How many folk plan to be in that number when the saints go marching in? Let's bow today all over this place. Heavenly Father, we come today as we stand at this moment. We're grateful that you have called us to declare your word. It is always our prayer that we might decrease and that you might increase. Save someone today, encourage another. And when this time is done, we'll give your name the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Another day that the Lord has made. The old saints will say, this is just another day. We know it's September, but it's another day he has made for us. There's a word that comes from the Lord today for your hearing that's found in 1 Thessalonians 4th chapter, verses 13 through 18. It reads, brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. I want to preach today from the sermonic title, Life After Death. Life After Death. On last Sunday, someone handed me a note that was left at the resource table. And it said very succinctly, Pastor, I'm still dealing with my loss. I need guidance. That stayed with me all week. I didn't know who wrote the note and did not need to know, but it stayed with me. Yeah. I began to pray for the person who I knew not, but I began to think about so many others who were still dealing with the loss of a loved one, still struggling. It may have been a year or it may have been a decade or more, and you're still struggling. I came by to offer some words of comfort this morning and ask the Lord to show me something to encourage you. You know, every time I go to a funeral or homegoing, every time I preach a homegoing, I'm reminded of my own demise. I don't know about you, but there's something about walking past a coffin that one day that will be you or I. That's just keeping it real. And I think so often about when the Lord takes me home, how persons will deal with my death. hope it doesn't sound too morbid for you, but you have to think that way. That yes, I've got my house in order, but none of us want to leave those behind who may be struggling with our death. But we think about it. Even if we don't say it, we think about our own obituary. Some folk write their own obit out, say, I don't want you to mess it up. Here's what I want to be said. Here's who I want on the program. And some persons do that. And so Paul today in our text is writing a letter to the Thessalonians, the church in Thessalonica. And he had gotten word that the new saints there were struggling with the fact that some of their loved ones had passed. And they did not know whether or not they were with the Lord. It was an honest assessment. It was a question that we even asked today. And it was the issue that they dealt with. They were grieving. And, you know, it takes time to get through the loss of a loved one. I can't compare my time of grief to yours. Some of us mean very well. We say, oh, they're in a better place now. But you don't know the pain that person may be going through. You don't know the circumstances they're dealing with. They need prayer and continued support. But death will happen. Death is not final. I see it like a reunion of sorts, like a family reunion. The ones who've gone on, the Bible promises us that if we're in the Lord, we'll see them again.
That's right.
I don't know about you, but those are comforting words that even though your heart may be heavy, the fact that that person knew Jesus and the fact that you know Jesus means that one day there'll be a reunion.
Yep.
Amen. That there'll be a time again of fellowship.
Amen.
Truth of the matter is that when we die, our souls automatically, as believers, go to be with the Lord. Our bodies remain there in the coffin, but one day the Lord will change all of that. There will be something called the rapture. In the Latin, that means a carrying off, a transport, a snatching away. It is when the Lord will return in the clouds to remove all believers from the earth before the time of God's wrath. Bodies will be resurrected. I always hear folks say there'll be a new body. No more pain. You'll get brand new bodies, LX edition, with all the entire package. That is promised when you or raptured. This will occur not when we think it's going to. The Bible says, in the twinkling of an eye, God will resurrect all believers who have died. And that's why salvation is so important. That's why I stand from week to week proclaiming to you the importance of knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Why? We are promised eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And so there is life after death for the believer. There's some things I want to go and talk about on this subject. First of all, know that we're dealing with a fundamental question. Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope.
Yeah.
The question happens, what happens when you die, you're just asleep? Amen? It's a question that some may still ask. It's a relevant question to ask. Paul reminds us that we do have hope. And that's the difference, that yes, my heart is hurting, but I've got hope of a brighter day. I've got hope that on the other side, I will see those. I've got hope that this is not the end. And what we don't know is when the Lord is coming back. There's no long range forecast. There have been some folk who said over the years, I know the day. They'll give a date. And folk have fallen for that. I remember some years ago, people made sure that they spent money that their pets were going to be okay. They spent money to make sure their pets were secure because somebody had told them that they knew the day that the Lord would return. Don't believe anybody who says that. They don't know the day that the Lord is going to return. But Jesus knows what it means to weep when his friend Lazarus died. That's the shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. That as holy man, he knew what it meant to lose someone very close to him. But because he's holy God, he says, Lazarus, come forth. And don't you know that day will come as a believer, whether you are still here or whether you're already with the Lord, he will come back and rapture the church. That's end time theology. And, you know, I like what Paul says over in 1 Corinthians. He says, we will not all sleep, but we will be changed in a flash. In the twinkling of an eye, the last trumpet will sound, the dead in Christ will raise, we will be changed. The fundamental question, what happens when I die and will I see my loved ones again? But there's also a foundational truth, and it's this, for we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who've fallen asleep in him. Now, according to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who've fallen asleep. There won't be chaos about I'm first. Amen? It's already been said. This truth talks about the resurrection. And that's why it's so important that in our faith, we believe that God sent his only begotten son and that Jesus died, but he rose again. That's the resurrection. That is what holds our faith together in our belief system. Every Sunday I talk about Romans 10 and 9. You shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe that God raised him from the dead, the Bible said, thou shalt be saved. And so when you hear this, when you hear the preachmen or the teachmen regarding the resurrection, that makes the difference. There are many folk who talk about God as the big fella and God as somewhere out yonder. I serve a God who sent his son and who raised his son from the dead. And the Bible says the same power that he rose Christ from the dead, he will also raise your mortal bodies as well.
That's right.
Verse 15 says, this is according to the Lord's word. What has been shared here has already been established. The saints of old were waiting on that day when the Lord would return. I recall hearing saints say, you better get your life together. Jesus is coming back like he said he would, and that would scare me to death. And that's something that maybe he'll catch me when I'm not ready. But I'm glad that I gave my life to Jesus Christ when I did. And that means, aren't you too, that you've got a reassurance that you will have a reunion with those who have died in the Lord. There will be order. Amen? In this, that we know that if you're still here, you will come after the dead in Christ has risen. And we just don't know. But isn't it great to be ready?
Yeah.
Song says, I want to be ready.
Right.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John. There's a fundamental question. There's a foundational truth. There's also a future promise. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven. Put on your spiritual imagination. Can you see it? The Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead, Paul says it again, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, if we're still alive, we will be caught up together.
Yeah.
It sounds like a reunion. Amen?
Amen?
And I'm sure that as you think about the loved ones that you've lost, that you look forward to the day that you'll see Jesus, but to see those who've gone ahead of you.
Amen.
Let me just testify today. I have not lost many people that close to me, but I remember my dear father. One day, I'll see Daddy Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. That's my daddy. One day I'll see my father-in-law,
Amen.
Eddie Dawson.
Amen.
They're folk who we miss, but we'll see them again.
Amen.
And that's what is blessed by this. There is a future promise that I will see them. And so when I got that note last Sunday, I began to think about that, that it's not just the person who wrote the note, that we all struggle sometimes
right.
to get through our grief.
Right.
Well, I just want to let you know the reunion is already planned.
That's right.
We know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
We believe the word that we'll be caught up together with our loved ones. Can you see it on heaven's big screen? I mean, can I paint it today that all of a sudden, and you may have seen some of these end time movies,
yeah.
there'll be two in the field
yeah.
and one will go and one won't. Amen?
Amen.
There'll be two on the rooftop. All of a sudden you say, wait a minute. Somebody will throw a touchdown pass and there won't be a receiver.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
But when the Lord comes, he will call us together.
Yes.
It will be something to behold.
Yes, it will.
Now, I don't know if I'm going to be here or I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
But either way, I look forward to the day that I know I'll be with the Savior.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And the passage says we'll be caught up in the clouds.
Yeah.
Not Southwest. In the clouds, that supernatural power that it will come without warning. And just back to what I said earlier, Matthew 24, 36. But about that day, Jesus says, or the hour, no one knows. Not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Now that's top secret. And nobody can leak this. And nobody can drop that as an exclusive. He knows when he's coming back, and we have to be ready. There's life after death.
Yes.
Future promise, foundational truth, fundamental question. But finally, there's a fitting conclusion. And so we will be with the Lord forever. That's what eternal life is that you'll live on forever. Somebody tell you, I think we've been in here forever.
Yeah.
They don't know what forever is. Forever is when you know that you'll be in the presence of the Lord forever.
Yeah.
And that's worth sharing. And that's why Paul used these words to encourage the believers. He says, use this now to comfort one another. Somebody you may know who's going through and they're still struggling. So let me tell you what the word says. Is that they're just asleep. And the day will come when we all get to heaven.
Yes.
What a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll do what? We'll sing and shout the victory. I believe there's life after death.
Preach.
Amen?
Preach.
Old song says, by and by. When the morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, we'll tell the story of how we've overcome.
Yes.
We'll understand it better by and by.
Yes.
Right now, you may be confused, but You understand it better by and by. And now it may not make a lot of sense because that person you love, but we'll understand it better by and by. We'll have a story to tell. A story of how he's kept you. And how he's held you, and how he's lifted you, and how he's lifted your burdens, and how he's raised you, we'll understand it better by and by. Your sadness will turn to joy by and by. Your disappointment will turn to deliverance by and by. Your heartaches will make way for your healing by and by. Your pain will pave the way for your peace by and by. Your low moments will not last by and by. My God, that's why we stand every Sunday morning to let you know that there is a place. He told his disciples, I go to prepare a place for you that where I am, you will be also. And it's no shabby place either. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. Had it not been so, I would not have told you. I've heard the Bible say there'll be streets paved with gold, and that every day will be Sunday, and there'll be a glorious choir singing, and we'll take the crown that we have and we'll throw it at the feet of Jesus. Amen. One day he's coming back. One day we'll see our loved ones. One day there'll be a reunion of the saints. Oh, when the saints go marching in, how many folk gonna be in that number? How many folk will say, wait a minute, don't leave without me? Why? I know that I serve a risen Savior, and he's in the world today, and his name is Jesus. Oh, my God, it makes me want to shout today, knowing that one day, that soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. But right now, tell somebody that the wages of sin is still death. Tell somebody you can have life eternal. Tell them that's how you have a reunion.
Amen.
Sit around and talk about how we got over.
Yeah.
Sit around and talk about, my God, look what he has done.
Yes.
Generation after generation,
yes,
it's going to be a massive reunion.
Yes, it is.
But God can handle it all.
All of it.
As we thank him today.
Amen.
Take a moment even now.
Amen.
And bring to mind that person that I know that you've lost, or persons. And then slide the frame and imagine what it will be to see them again.
Mm-hmm.
In glory.
That's right.
That gives us comfort today.
Sure.
That one day we'll be done with the troubles of this world.
Yeah.
No more pain.
Yeah.
No more disappointment.
Yeah.
No more poverty. Why? Because Jesus is coming back.
Yes,
it's theology you don't hear much nowadays. It's not shouting stuff, but he is coming back.
Yes, is.
But every day I wake up, I thank him. There's another opportunity to tell somebody to get right with the Lord. Why? He's coming back. That is the word of God today. It's already blessed. Come on, stand today knowing that the Lord will do exactly what he said.
Yeah, yeah.
And for that person, a persons who are yet struggling, don't rush them alone. So you heard what the pastor said, you ought to get over. No, 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 no. That God will bring you through.
Yes, he will.
He'll lift you.
Yes, he will.
He'll bring joy to your heart.
Yes.
Why? You'll be shouting with the saints of old.
Yes.
Even Paul himself. But Paul done gone on. He wrote this.
Mm-hmm.
Paul looked forward to that day. That's what we know and believe. And that's what the word promises us.
One of these mornings, it won't be long. You look for me, I'll be gone. I'm going to a place where there'll be nothing to do. So I'll just walk around, walk around heaven all day. When I get to heaven, I'm gonna sing and shout. Nobody will be able to put me out. My mother, she will be waiting, and my father too. And we'll just walk around, walk around heaven all day. Walk around heaven all day. When I sang my last song, walk around. I just walk around heaven all day.
Amen. Let's bow before the Lord today as we paint the picture of the Lord's return. Coming back to get his children,
yes, thank you,
and bringing children with him.
Thank you.
Oh, what a glorious day that will be. But in the meantime, those of us who are still alive have a responsibility. First of all, we can't go to that reunion unless we know who's planned the reunion. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I pray today,
yes, Father,
for that one who may not know you. Mama may have known you, and Daddy, but they may not know you in the pardon of their sins.
Yes, yes.
This is the invitation to guarantee you'll see the Lord again by confessing your sins unto him and believing that God sent him and that God raised him, and believing that the Bible said, thy will be saved. In other words, you'll be in that number. Father, I pray even now, while those heads are bowed today, we don't know who that person is. It's not for us to know, but you know. And may you turn a heart today. May you open blinded eyes today. May you let that person know that there's only one way to heaven. It's by way of Jesus Christ. May they confess their sins to you. Dear Lord, I'm a sinner, but I believe that Jesus came and that he died and that he rose again and that he will come back. I declare today, dear God, for that soul that's in the balance. Save, we pray, in Jesus' name. I thank God today for this word. It helped me anew. Because we always wonder. And there are days we'll have good days and bad days. But keep thinking, reunion time. Keep thinking that one day I'll just pick right up where we left off.
Come on.
And that's the picture that is painted. There's certainly more to this, and I may have to keep going, talking about the second coming and end time theology. But right now, just grab that. Maybe you've come today and you are in the valley decision, maybe you want to be a part of this fellowship, the doors are always open. We're reunion folk. Get your invitation yet?
Yes.
We come to grow together and to learn together and to love together in this place. God, we thank you for your word. Somebody give God a praise today.
Yeah. Thanks so much for listening. I want to tell you about a couple of other ways you can be inspired. Of course, by CD, but you can also listen to our sermons on the website we have for you. It's www.cometoharvest.org. That's come2harvest.org. Or by way of sermonaudio.com. That's sermonaudio.com. All you have to do is to search for Harvest Christian Ministries. You can also listen to our daily devotionals. They're new, and they're really gaining popularity. They're called Seeds of Encouragement. You can get them by way of iTunes, from podcasting, or from Facebook. Either way, we want to inspire you on a daily basis. Have a great day in the Lord. I'm Dr. Tim Tuden, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. Be blessed.